Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Who cares? Podcasting? Who are you kidding? You just want a new toy. That's what they told me, but I thought differently. I thought all this cool stuff had value in K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the Director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. These podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventure in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome back. This is podcast number 101 for February 24th, 2008, here in the Valley of the Sun. It's approaching 8 o'clock as we start this episode. It's been a wonderful, beautiful weekend down here in the Valley of the Sun. Took a little run up to Flagstaff this weekend. Saw some snow. It's so pretty. And then we came back and enjoyed the rest of the 60-degree weekend. So what can we say? As always in the show this week, we're going to talk about PUSD podcasting updates, followed by PUSD RSS updates. Again, make that real quick. No new news. Then we're going to cover RSS and podcasting tools, and finally, other items worth mentioning, which really I should just call it a shameless self-promotion for Sean, but nonetheless, that's what we're going to do. So on that note, we'll do a little transition music. If I can find Frederica singing from last week, I'll throw that in, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Scooby-Doo, where are you? From you now.
Alrighty, thank you, Frederica. No, that wasn't from last week. That's Scooby-Doo she did several months ago. But nonetheless, it's cute. And while I was, that was playing, I was hunting around, I did find the one from last week where she sang The Best of Both Worlds. Of course, she did do that tonight. Although she's a little hoarse, she's got the touch of a cold. So, hey, PSD podcasting updates. What do we want to tell you about? Well, let's see. How about this for a headline in the show notes? Is Dr. Santarelli seeing value? And boy, that could leave you out to think a lot of things, but maybe I should add that to say, is Dr. Santarelli seeing value in podcasting? So I'm going to change that and explain it. Last week, Friday actually to be exact, I was sitting in a meeting with Dr. Santarelli, my boss, and several others. And my boss was talking about a presentation that was done on Tuesday night to a group of parents. And as you can realize, you know, or as you can imagine, we never have an opportunity to meet with as many parents as we'd like to. So as Larry, my boss, was talking about the presentation and some of the questions folks asked, et cetera, Dr. Santarelli asked, are we podcasting that? And Jim in public relations said, actually, we did go ahead and record it, and it was going to go on Channel 99, which is our local cable channel. But what I was pretty pleased to be sitting there listening to was the fact that Dr. Santarelli sees the value in this and wants to utilize this as a method to communicate with the community. So I think this is dynamite. I've always thought it was dynamite to have a local public access cable channel, but you know, it's something to be said about this on demand on my time ability to listen to content, watch content. So, which with that in mind, I'm actually going to, when I get done podcasting tonight, I'm probably going to work on another post for my blog called Communication When We Want It. And this will actually talk about the differences or, you know, the value of cable channels versus podcasting and so forth. So stay tuned for that one. You can find that on my blog a little bit later on, but that's what I'm going to work on a little bit later because I thought it was kind of a cool thing. Also this week, what's hot in PUSD, or should I do an announcer voice? What's hot in PUSD? Hey, this is the third episode, and this is what Jim and I sat down to do again. We are about a week late, but nonetheless, we got it done. And topics include four kids selected as ambassadors to Ireland. Neat story on that one. How about two kids win a really big essay contest? Very good story there as well. Cactus kid named outstanding student athlete. This kid's got a great future looking for him. Raymond S. Kellis wins its first state championship. And finally, photo movies, which I talked about in the last episode of Adventures in Podcasting. So some cool stuff going on in there, and very exciting to see that happen. So especially when Jim introduced the evening on Tuesday, and he said, oh, by the way, I got to tell you a couple things that public relations is doing. And one lady in the audience said, oh, yeah, I've listened to your podcast. So of the What's Hot podcast. So I think that's kind of cool that with very little advertising, that's already getting out there. So, and by very little advertising, what I'm getting at is it's literally we put a link to it on the homepage and somebody saw it and tuned in. So very cool stuff. Also, I believe it's tomorrow. I have an appointment with Tad. And I've talked about Tad in the past, who has been working on a living history project in PUSD. And basically why it's in this week instead of next week is because Tad's been emailing me back and forth, trying to find some time between the two of us so we can get together and talk about this, where this information is going to be posted. And the idea here is we had students, I should say we, Tad had students, sit down and interview World War II veterans, and I think this is absolutely wonderful, especially considering the age of our WW2 vets. My grandfather was a WW2 vet, and I had a very similar opportunity to interview him as an eighth grader myself, and that was more years than I care to remember. But nonetheless, it was an absolutely wonderful, wonderful experience in my life to find out his experience, brutal as it was, going into Iwo Jima. So I think it's outstanding that these students have had a chance to get this. I think it's even even better that they had an opportunity to record this, and we're going to put this on the web. We'll call it podcasting. Will it have a feed? Probably not. It'll probably be on a web page where you can download it and listen to it, etc. But nonetheless, this is going to be captured audio for generations to enjoy, and I think that's a really, really slick part of this. So look, stay tuned for Living History in PUSD, and I'll hopefully in a few weeks we'll be able to turn you onto a website where you can check that out and hear all the good things in that. So with that said, I'm going to basically skip right over RSS updates, because quite frankly nothing happened any different than what's been going on in RSS updates. So on that note, I think I'm going to pause and let Frederica sing again, and I'll be right on back with what's up next, RSS and podcasting tools. Got some cool stuff to share with you this week, so stay tuned and I'll be right back.
You get the best of both worlds.
Oh, that child is going to hate me someday when she realizes what I've been doing to her all these years. Or then again, maybe she'll have a podcast of her own. We'll never know. Actually, we will. It'll just be quite a ways out. So, hey, RSS and podcasting tools. How about this one? Podcasting, what does it take? This is going to be an online presentation on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it says, find out Tuesday, February 26th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when you have an opportunity to meet with Bill Lovin, known as North Carolina School's videographer, since he's filmed documentaries in classrooms and schools for over 20 years and is the founder of Estuary Live, a live interactive webcast field trip to coasts around the country. Bill is also the builder of Bookhinge, North Carolina State, Wolflands Island, in Second Life, and we will be using the conferencing capabilities there. Search for NC State Wolflands to find the island and head to Bookhinge. You can't miss it. And basically, the reason I'm throwing this in here, number one, it looks like it's going to be a great opportunity to learn something about podcasting. I'd love to see it myself. Unfortunately, I'll be teaching Tuesday night, so I'm going to miss it. But who knows, maybe he'll podcast it or video screen catch it or something. But nonetheless, what's interesting to me is I received this email personally. My boss received it and forwarded it to me. And then a friend of mine, Pam, who's also a former governing board member, forwarded it to me as well. And I think that's kind of cool. It really, really shows that this whole podcasting thing is really picking up some momentum. It's almost almost wild to see the momentum it's currently picking up. And I'm very happy to see that. Like I said it for the last 100 episodes. I think this has got a huge, huge ability to make a very, very positive impact in education. And the fact that it's gaining this kind of momentum, I think it's going to be very, very cool. More people that learn about it, the better off it can be. And hopefully we'll be doing some great things in the future with it. So check that out. There is a link in the show notes on this so you can learn all about it and tune in. So also, I was looking through here's some of my latest bookmarks in Delicious. I don't know if you're like me, if you use social bookmarking or not, but I come across stuff when I'm searching for other things, and I go, ooh, I like that. And like everybody else, I'd always bookmark those, and then you never go back to them. And one nice thing that's, you know, something I love and hate about Delicious is it lists everything, the latest thing that I posted up at the top of that listing. And this weekend I was cruising through my Delicious bookmarks looking at, okay, what did you bookmark and haven't had a chance to go through and look at. And one was an article called Advice for Better Podcasts. And this is a blog post by Tony Vincent. And there's a link to the show notes in this. There's a link to the article in the show notes as well. And in that he discusses Matt Villano's article, Building a Better Podcast, that was posted this January in the Journal. And if you haven't ever looked at that, that's a very good publication, but that's a little bit off topic here. But it's very interesting. It's kind of a review of an article, and the article talks about podcasting. And I would really say if you're gonna read these, read them backwards, or read them backwards that I have listed here. Read Building a Better Podcast, where the link to that is actually in the show notes as well. And then go ahead and go back and read Tony's synopsis of that article. So I think it's very good. It's worth reading. As I read it, I thought, wow, this looks an awful lot like what I put online last week of called So You Want to Be a Podcaster. But nonetheless, it's similar information, yet a different perspective on it, and there's never anything wrong with getting a different person's perspective on something. The one quote that really caught my attention in Matt's article is, one podcast is neat and fun, a unique diversion, says Sprankle. Do a bunch of podcasts and become something for students to look forward to. And what that's actually in relation to is, if you're going to be a podcaster and you're going to really use this and make a difference with your students, you need to make a part of what you do in your class. And I think that says a bunch right there. So check out those two articles. Check them out in order, of course, in backwards order, of course. Read Matt Villano's Building a Better Podcast first, and then go back and read Tony Vincent's blog post on it. So check it out. Good stuff there. And, you know, hey, let me know what you think about it. Also, I need to say my apologies to Peggy George, who sent me a note last week after episode 100. She was giggling at me and said that you have seen Podjucate Me once before. In fact, she's right, because it's documented on episode number 70 where she sent it to me. So my mind is slipping a little bit, folks. My apologies. And thanks to Peggy for sending that to me originally, and thanks to Steve for sending it to me the second time. And shame on me for forgetting it, but nonetheless, go check it out. It is a very, very good site and worth your time, whether you don't remember it 30 weeks before or not, Sean. But hey, it's still worth checking out. And finally, I guess it's time to talk about other items worth mentioning. So rather than do the show note or do the music here, I'm just going to note that we are at 12 minutes and 35 seconds as we transition in. I'll put those in the show notes so you know where to fast forward to. And we're going to talk about other items worth mentioning. So this will be kind of quick, basically. What do we have to say here? May 3rd, 2008, the 7th annual Way Out West, the WOW Conference. Again, this is the ST Conference, and it is the final conference in our conference series this year. Dr. Tim Tyson will be keynoting for us, and if you've never seen Dr. Tyson speak, get on out. Check him out. He's very good. And if you are not in Arizona and you cannot make that, check out the website nonetheless and learn about Dr. Tyson, because maybe you can get him to come to your area and speak. He's well worth listening to. He's done some great stuff, has a great message. And, you know, what else can I say? He does a good job there, and I'm looking forward to listening to him one more time. And now for a little shameless self-promotion. I also want to point out that there is a link on here to my new website, and I'd love it if somebody want to give me some feedback on that. I'd love to hear what you think about that. Of course, there's also a link to my blog. When I get done podcasting tonight, I'm going to go work on that blog post I talked about earlier. Also, if you want to check out my presentation on Say It Again with Podcasting, there is a link to that on the show notes. And also, I've included a new link to my Adventures in Podcasting presentation. I'm sorry, backwards. I've also included a link to So You Want to Be a Podcaster in the show notes as well. So, a little shameless self-promotion. My apologies. Not really. I just want to get it out there so people are aware of that and share that with your friends, neighbors, Heck, share with your enemies. I don't care. As long as they're doing good things with kids, that's okay. And I guess it's time to say good night. Boy, if I had that Lawrence Welk music, I could kind of do that right now. And there's probably some people out there wondering, who is Lawrence Welk? Oh, no, I'm not going to say that. That just makes me feel even older than I already am. So, nonetheless, I apologize for the shortness of the show, but that is what's been going on this week in the Adventures in Podcasting in the Peoria Unified School District. And it's time for me to say what I always say at the beginning, at the end. I'm going to say what I say at the end of the show. My name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comment and feedback. Please drop me a note. You can find me at swheeler@peoriaud.k12.az.us. And remember, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone.
Thanks for joining me today. This wraps up another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who have unknowingly helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music courtesy of DePalm, who can be found on podsafeaudio.com, Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software, and finally Steve Banahan for feed edit software, which allows me to create the XML code for this feed. This is Adventures in Podcasting.